This is a busy day because today we record War of the Roses. Then we have to plan for the show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Then I'm working with a show that I'm kind of coaching. They're an iHeart radio show. And it's funny because in morning radio now, there's all kinds of radio stations, but there's not a lot of people to coach and manage morning shows. So they've asked me, they said, hey, can you help out this morning show that could use some help?
Yeah.
And the great thing is they really are very coachable. They're very enthusiastic. And it's fun to work with them because I'm not their boss.
Yeah.
I have no authority over them. So I tell them, I'm like, you can listen to what I say and totally ignore it. Or you can take it seriously and, you know, and whatever. But I think we kind of enjoy it because there's no manager breathing down their neck going, I thought I told you to do this. Then I'm going to a gym that I found on Instagram. And I said, I just want to get like, you know, a little like more toned.
Yeah.
And I want to like do nutrition better. So they do that. So we're going to go by for the little consultation. And I told them, I said, look, I said, I've been to some trainers that work your ass off. I said, I'm not 25 years old. I don't want to go to a trainer that's going to beat me up.
Yep.
That I'm like feel nauseous while I'm training and hate it.
Yeah.
I said, I realize you got to do some work. But and he said, no, that's what we do. So that's what I'm doing later on today.
Is it near you or are you going to have to go out of
halfway
your
home?
Oh, okay.
It's on,
so
the, way
on
home.
The way.
Yeah,
so that's
halfway
helpful
home.
Then. Okay,
yep.
Good. Yeah, because I've signed up for gyms before that are not convenient.
And nope,
it's like,
never works.
You do not need any reason to not go to the gym.
Nope.
Because you will find it. So if it's out of your way, that's one thing for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's check out the emails and see what we have as I open that page. And here we go. First one says Minnesota goodbye. So let's give it a shot. You can say my name. Longtime listener, Jesse. First time writing Minnesota goodbye. Imagine my surprise when I heard that Fallon and I would be in Switzerland at the same time. Full disclosure, I haven't met any of the morning show crew in person, but my goal is to work up the courage to do it at the state fair this year. I am an extrovert and hardly do I get nervous meeting new people, but I've listened to the Dave Ryan show for 10 plus years, and just the thought of it happening results in my stomach doing somersaults. I've laughed, cried, and sang my heart out with you for so long that I'd probably get super emotional meeting you in person. You guys are like superheroes to me, and I'm forever grateful for how much you've touched my life and so many others who listen.
Wow.
I'll stop right there and say we get that once in a while, and it still floors me, but I understand it because I get how much the radio can mean to people, and I get how much you bond with people on the radio. Like if you are going through a tough time or everything from your kids having surgery to you're getting your wisdom teeth pulled or you broke up, or you're getting a root canal or lost your job or whatever, or you're getting married, you do share those events on the radio. So I get it. It is a little bit, and I understand. I'm never going to laugh at somebody who comes up and is like, oh my God, I'm so nervous to meet you.
No.
I'm so nervous. It's like I've listened to you guys for 15 years. I'm never going to laugh or be like, God, that's dumb, because I get it.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be shy to come up and say hi. Anywho, throughout the last couple of months, my ears would perk up whenever I heard Fallon mention a Switzerland trip because I was curious of any trip ideas for my trip. I can't believe it's coming down to the same time frame. I'll be there with my boyfriend. We're doing a road trip through Germany, Switzerland, and Austria.
Cool.
Switzerland's a decent-sized country, so I know the odds of finally meeting her there are very slim, but I hope if it did happen, it would be okay to say a quick hi. Otherwise, have a wonderful and much-deserved vacation. Fallon, I, too, haven't taken any vacation this year. Absolutely can't wait to get away from work and have an amazing adventure with my guy. Love from your P1 fam, Dartlick, Jenny's Morning Zoo, and fellow animal-loving listener, Jesse,
absolutely say hi to me if you see me. If we see each other in freaking Switzerland, you better say hi to me. I mean, what would be the odds? I had someone see me in Glacier National Park in a, I can't think of the name, where you buy trinkets.
Gift shop,
geez. And came up to me and we talked and I didn't have a voice. I lost my voice in Glacier National Park, so it was hard for me to talk to her. But I was like, what are the odds? It's meant to be. That'll be so awesome.
We're in Hawaii and walking by the pool and somebody said, Dave Ryan. And even crazier than that, we were on Omaha Beach in Normandy where they, World War II, Saving Private Ryan and the battle of, you know, Omaha Beach and the invasion. In World War II, Carson and I took a bus there and, hold on, we're getting signaled. Hold on, Jenny, you got it? You good? Jenny and Drake are signaling each other. Okay, got it. And there on, we were on the bus on Omaha Beach taking a tour, and somebody turns around and said, "Are you Dave Ryan?" And
I'm like,
they were from Bloomington.
That's
crazy.
So funny. We had that. We took a little small plane from, I can't remember what it was. And we were going to Martha's Vineyard or something. You take a little plane or you take a ferry over. And the three other people on the little Cessna plane we took, like you'd fly, all from Minnesota. It's like, what are the odds?
Isn't it crazy?
So they were not listeners, side note. They were just from Minnesota. It wasn't like, oh, I listened to your show. So, you know.
This one says, Dave, Fallon, Jenny, Drake, second time emailing you guys from Minnesota goodbye. My last email was 3 years ago about how my brother was scammed by a job offer. Ring any bells? A little bit, not completely. Anywho, listening today, saw you needed some emails. Thank you. Here are my thoughts on a few things y'all recently talked about. Number one, I went to Colonial Williamsburg, Virginia for a fifth grade trip. We rode a charter bus from Baton Rouge to there. The trip was for a week. I'm in my 40s now and still remember the trip. I especially remember eating a lot of Cracker Barrels.
Ah.
It was truly an awesome experience. I agree with what Usher said at Carson's graduation. Networking is important. The job I'm at right now is through networking. The person who recommended it for me for this job was my former supervisor from 8 years ago. I'm in the accounting business. Last but not least, I want to see if you guys have seen Missing on Netflix. I saw it this past weekend with my daughter, and it was really good. It's a thriller, and the ending was like, whoa. Thanks for always keeping me laughing and occupied at work. Love y'all. Alice from down in good old Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Missing.
I'm certain that
I saw that, but I'd have to go look it up.
It was on Netflix, she said?
She says Netflix, yeah. While you're looking that up, we are coming to the end of Better Call Saul. We got, I think, two more episodes to go. And spoiler alert, I'm not going to give you specifics, but if you watched Better Call Saul, about three episodes from the end is the most shocking TV moment that I've ever seen. Literally made Susan jump up off the couch. I mean, okay, not literally, but she went, oh my God. And I'm like, I saw it coming because I got spoiled because it's a long story. So I don't know what to watch after that. Did you look up Missing?
I did. I didn't watch it, but I remember it now. I remember seeing the preview. I didn't watch it though. So I think I didn't realize it was coming to Netflix. I thought it was something that went to theaters. Maybe it did. Now it's there. I want to watch that. I was going to ask you something about, Better Call Saul that made you jump, but now I can't remember what it is. I'm trying to think of like the most shocking show. The most shocking things are always for me when they kill like a main character on a show. That's always the most shocking thing.
Totally, yes.
But I finished Selling Sunset yesterday, which is just a stupid, mindless reality show on Netflix. So I finished that one up. And yeah, I have like, I don't know, a handful of shows here and there I watch. And like right now, it's like a lot of the shows I'm watching are ones you have to wait each week because on Ted Lasso, you have to wait till every Wednesday to get a new episode. And so I have like three shows that are waiting weekly, and I'm not used to that anymore. I don't like it.
I get it. By the way, Missing, I've not seen it, but it looks really good. Here's a description. When June's mother and her new boyfriend don't return from a trip to Colombia, the tech-savvy teenager undertakes her own online investigation. And that sounds really good. I might check that one out because we are going to be looking for shows to watch. Ted Lasso, I read an article that said Ted Lasso is not good in its third season. And I watched the first season and a half, and we just kind of fell off. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like we didn't like it. But they said the plot lines have become so ridiculous that it's become kind of distracting because the storylines are so unbelievable.
I don't completely agree with that. But I think that there are I saw that article too, and they said it's also because there are too many characters and it's not just focused on the main cast. And I agree, the first part of this season didn't have me. And then I think it was the first two episodes I was like, okay, I'm falling off a little bit. I think it was episode three. And if you watch the show, it is the show where one of the characters is gay and he goes to a gay club and a reporter sees him there. And he finally, like, someone knows he's gay now. And it's like, and something happens for each of the characters that's unique and kind of lovely or profound. And that was such a beautiful episode. And that kind of switched it over for the rest of the season so far, I think.
Okay.
But the first couple episodes, I was like, what is happening? Yeah, it's losing its charm.
You know, you made me think of like a gay character on a TV show. The first openly gay character on a TV show, guess the year.
I would have to say early 2000s.
No. About 1978.
Oh, so okay.
There was a show called Soap, which was a kind of a parody on soap operas, and I believe Billy Crystal played at the I didn't watch the show, but he was the first openly gay character on a national network TV show.
Okay, cuz I was like, I know that there have been movies like Birdcage and stuff. So I was trying to think how far back, but I don't know, I guess 2000s, I guess. I wonder at one point they started, because, you know, I feel like at certain points, I wonder what the character was like then. Did they make him super flamboyant and like almost a stereotype?
I didn't watch it, but I think so. Yeah. I think so. First couple to sleep in a one bed on TV.
I know that one.
What is it?
Flintstones.
No.
I thought it was Betty and Fred or something.
Fred and Wilma.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it was the Brady Bunch.
Oh, I thought it was.
Because every other show would show a separate bed, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I used to believe, oh, do they really sleep in separate beds? That's weird. My mom and dad don't sleep in separate beds.
Yeah.
But it was the Brady Bunch. First show ever to show a toilet flushing.
No idea.
Leave It to Beaver.
Okay.
Yep. It's a true story. Okay. Next email. Hi, guys. Wondering if you could do a survey on what people's guilty pleasures are. I just restocked my foam soap from Bath & Body Works, which is not super cheap, but I love it and it makes me happy, so it's worth it. Would be super interested in knowing what other people's guilty pleasures are. Send me your guilty pleasure. We've asked that a couple of times on Facebook, I think. What is your guilty pleasure? Off the top of my head, guilty pleasure, I don't really have one off the top of my head. I would say probably playing my Nintendo Switch, but I'm not really that guilty about it.
I think that any of my trash shows I would watch on TV, like Indian Matchmaker. Now I just watch Jewish Matchmaker. It's funny because I don't do a ton of reality shows, but Netflix has brought more of it out in me than basic network TV ever did. Maybe it's because I can binge them now.
You know, it's funny, just kind of a sidebar really quick. You reminded me talking about Netflix and how much TV we watch and how much we play on our phones. And I was watching a report last night. We talked about it on the show a little bit. They have banned chocolate milk in Washington, D.C. elementary and middle schools. And they are not thinking about doing it here, but it is a possibility that somewhere they'll do it here. And I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because you look at, like, you know, here I am going to sound like the dad who's like going, back in my day, yeah, we had chocolate milk, but we didn't sit on phones. We mm-hmm. did sit and watch TV. I'm not going to say that back in my day, we played football and rode our bikes all day. Well, we did a lot more of that, but we also watched a lot of TV.
Yeah.
And we read. But I think that I think one of the reasons we have kids that are not as healthy as maybe we were when we were kids is because of things like chocolate milk and social media.
Oh, I agree.
So I'm blaming the world's problems on chocolate
Video
milk
games,
and social media.
Yeah, YouTube, yeah.
Give me your guilty pleasure. Send that in to ryanshow@kwb.com. Last one. Oh, it's Sydney. We love Sydney. She says, I haven't written in for a while, but I'm keeping up with the show and the podcast while I'm home on maternity leave. Attached is a photo of Bane Marlon Hansen, who was born on April 14th. And there's a picture of a little baby.
Aww.
Anyway, most recent topic about sending your kids to school right away or waiting a year is a topic close to me. My birthday is August 20th. My parents did decide to send me to school shortly after I turned 5. That means I graduated high school at 17. I did too. I don't believe there's a right answer for this decision because for me, this time frame was perfect, other than being bummed out that everybody was able to drive a year before me in high school and drank a year before me in college. I had no downsides of being the youngest person in the grade. As a parent, you know if your kid is ready or not. I had A and B grades. I had my immature moments, but I don't think it was ever worse than my classmates. I joined the military at 17, graduated from basic training on my 18th birthday, and I would argue I came home more mature than many of my classmates who were turning 19 and headed off to college. I arrived at college as a fresh 18-year-old and had no issues figuring it out. Let me tell you, if you went into basic at 17 years old, then went to college, college is a cakewalk compared to basic.
Sure.
Sounds like Fallon and Jake probably assessed what they wanted to do and made the right decision for them. Keep up the good work. Thanks all for reading. Cheers, Sydney.
Cheers, Sydney, and congrats on your baby.
That is awesome. So enjoy that. What else do you want to talk about? Send an email to ryanshow@kwb.com, whether it's a fresh topic or something we talked about before. Love to get your email. And thank you for listening to today's Minnesota Goodbye.